Hey there, I'm Derek Wells, and I'm the host of Why Not You podcast. I'm a coach, speaker, and mentor, but it wasn't always like this. I had to grow myself before I could grow others. I started this podcast to inspire those who have amazing ideas to be intentional and proactive in discovering who they are and to take massive action to develop a plan to exploit those gifts. I'll take you on a journey to meet some extraordinary individuals who have incorporated systems and habits into their lives to reach personal fulfillment. You will feel empowered to take action to become the best version of yourself. Welcome to Why Not You.
Going on? What is going on, everybody? This is your host, D. Wells, and this is another episode of Why Not You. I'm glad to be here this week. I'm glad for y'all listeners. I'm super hyped about things that's transforming, not only in my life, but people who I've been associating with lately, people that I've been talking to, people who have been, they've been discussing things that they've been wanting to do, and they're taking action on them. And so it's no longer a dream. It's coming to fruition. And man, it's good to see, and it's positive, and it's just going to create more momentum. It's going to create more momentum in their lives, and shoot, in my life as well. And so I really want to dig in, and let's get started. Let's talk about, you know, what we're going to talk about here. Power of association, the power of association in those environments. Something that's so critical and crucial to one's life. Just how they, you know, think, some of the actions that they take, how they problem solve, how they think, just things that they do on a day-to-day basis. All has to do with association and environment. And so yeah, I'm in a place now where I actually could really understand how much influence that actually has on somebody's life. Especially when, you know, we talk about how some people who, let's just say when they strive for excellence and they execute with purpose, they get things done. You know, and then you have that other group who, whatever reason, they just tend to get stuck in a place where they fall into a place mentally where they self-sabotage, they procrastinate, they make excuses, or they settle. And what happens is they don't find value in that effort for whatever reason. And I believe it has to do a lot with one's association, environment, of course, you know, how they were trained in, just the people, their circle of influence. And I know these things actually play a significant role in one's achievement or their progress, how one views themselves as being valuable, and how one sees opportunity. I mean, association and environment, they can shape a person. It has that much power to shape somebody's mind. And this whole topic right here just kind of came about when I was talking with a friend. We were talking about kids in high school and how many of the kids just kind of fall subject to their association in their environment. You know, these kids are spending, let's say, 8 to 10 hours a day with a group of kids who just have a major impact on one another. And they don't even realize it, but they do, right? And so these people who your kids, my kids, or just kids in general are associating with, man, they have a bigger influence on them than they actually think, whether it's good or bad. And you just think about, you know, once a kid actually goes into the classroom, you know, they're focused on whatever task it is that whatever that subject matter is. And so, you know, you have some teachers who just want to embracing and enhancing kids' stimulation, or just kind of they see so much potential in some of these youth. So besides these teachers who are trying to stimulate their minds and get these kids to focus and see value in their work, who else is on campus giving these youth this kind of empowerment to actually be like, you know, hey, you guys, we're just talking to them in a positive way, who's believing in them, and just giving them some thought-provoking type of questions or scenarios, right? So, you know, are there friends? Are there friends and associates doing that? And what kind of vibe, you know, are there friends and associates just kind of providing for them, those who they hang with? And so if the students aren't in class, I can guarantee, because I know how it was when I was in school. Go to class. You're either paying attention or you're not. Then once class is out, you know, you can't wait for that next break or something like that, just to kind of get with your group and talk about whatever it is. If you were sports, you're probably talking about some kind of sports. Nowadays, you know, you got so much social media kicking off. YouTube, TikTok, Snapchat, Instagram, clothing, what you wearing tomorrow, the latest gossip in the text thread. There's so much that these kids are going through or just have to endure and process. But who else and what else to stimulate their mind to think or just ask these thought-provoking questions? And who are they? Who are the ones who are actually challenging them intellectually and having these conversations with them? And I get it, you know, kids are young, they deserve a mental break for whatever reason. You know, life is so hard, but it really isn't. And how dare I even wish this on these kids, to have them think or put them in a place where they don't have the mental capacity to grasp everything, but at the same time, it's part of training, right? Start them young. And so, believe me, I want kids to have fun too, but this is where the habits are created. This is where the people they associate with the most begin to influence their minds, planting those seeds in the subconscious mind, whether it's positive or negative. And the thing is, adults are the same way. Let's get to us, the adults. We are the same way, and we have these battles just like the youngsters, except the adults, their dilemmas in the workplace, maybe friends, some family, maybe the church or different activities that they're associated with. But whatever it is, that association is more influential than one thinks. You know, most people deep down, you know, they're looking for that human connection. And sometimes you have to make a hard choice to cut people from your circle in order to reach your potential. Otherwise, you'll get pulled down. You'll get pulled down, you get sucked up into this environment that you really don't want to be in, but for whatever reason, you just allowed this to happen. So you want to choose who you want to associate with. And that could be, you already know what you need, but at the same time, it could be hard. And so it's like, you know, is it the party crew? Is it the social media crew? I want to be scrolling through my phone every day, every hour, looking at stuff. Is it the fitness crew? You know, I want to, you know, get fit. So I'm associating with the fitness crew or the jocks. Is it the chef crew, that cooking crew who's going to please those palates? You know what I'm saying? Damn. Oh, my goodness. The chef crew, the cooking crew. Is it the flight and the navigation crew? There's some kind of crew that you can identify with, and you need to find it. You gotta get it down. Get that crew down. And it's the people who know what they want who make things happen. You know what I'm saying? Maybe it's the crew who wants to grow and grow others. Yeah. And so what happens is we tend to be around those who we want to be like or have some common ideals and value with, so we connect with them. We connect with the people who have those same ideals and values. So have you considered like what your circle should consist of, and according to what you want to achieve, what you want? If you've come to a conclusion, what are you going to do to make the necessary changes? Because you're gonna have to make some changes there. And if you haven't come to a conclusion, what kind of help will you need to get you there? What kind of help do you need to get there? So having a positive network is incredibly important for several reasons. And we're about to get into those reasons. We're about to get into a few. And so let's get it started. Emotional support. It's not going to be long, but we're going to talk about these. So emotional support. Just that support network. It's a positive network, right? It's that positive network of friends, family, or colleagues that can provide, you know, some kind of emotional support during challenging times. They're the ones who can offer that ear, some advice, some encouragement, which can be valuable for your mental and your emotional well-being, right? Motivation and inspiration. You can't go 100% all the time. Surrounding yourself with positive, motivated individuals can inspire you and assist you with your goals while maintaining a positive outlook on life. But at the same time, just remember, you can't go 100% at 100% 24/7. You'll just be straight up drained. But I guarantee that the people that you associate with, their enthusiasm can drive you and become contagious. Just remember that. So three, you have this learning and growth. Learning and growth is huge. A positive network often includes people, you know, with diverse experiences and knowledge. Oh my goodness, this interacting with these people just can lead to personal growth. Because what it ends up doing is it ends up expanding your thoughts, your thought process, your ideas. And just think about the insight that you actually get from it, just from the feedback when you actually spend time learning and growing. I mean, shoot, attend seminars, conferences. I mean, these are great growth ways. Just tools to implement, you know? Increased resilience. Positive relations can always enhance your resilience. And this, especially when we face adversity or face some kind of challenge, because it's gonna happen, right? And so knowing that you have a support system that can help you bounce back from setbacks and challenges more effectively is crucial. And the thing is, you know you could do great things. You just have to believe in yourself and conquer. Another one, opportunities and collaboration. Having a positive network, association, and that environment, man, it can open doors to new opportunities, because you just never know who this person knows who can introduce you to this person over here. And whether it's through, it could be through job referrals, recommendations. You having an idea and you know somebody else who has something similar that they're doing, and so you guys collab on a specific project or something, that's a huge way. Introducing you to just other contacts and networking. You know, networking is so huge. Networking, you just think about the impact that it actually has on your personal development, when you began to associate with somebody who's actually achieved whatever it is that you might want to do, and all of a sudden now they're sharing with you these shortcuts that they've implemented, or a system that's actually taking them from point A to point B, speeding through C. Now they over there at D, E, F, all the way to Z, right? But when you're sharing and you share with somebody who catches your vision, man, and they decide to help you, that's priceless. It's priceless. Another positive for just being or having a powerful association and environment is your health and well-being. And this is probably one of the most important things, because you can't operate in poor health because of stress. And research already suggests that positive social interactions can have a positive impact or physical just impact you mentally and physically with your health. And you just imagine or think about how much stress is actually, how much stress you actually carry if you have a negative environment, because you already know that you're not living a certain way. But when you're operating a place where the stress is reduced, is because of that positive association and that environment that you're in. Now you kind of create it like this habitat for you to thrive in. Hey, it's a no-brainer, right? And it actually leads to a longer, healthier life. But you also have to implement some meditation along the way, I would say, and some positive affirmations. Another thing, let's think about like conflict resolution. When conflicts arise, a positive network and association can help mediate and resolve these issues constructively. They can provide you with a perspective and advice to help you navigate through challenging situations. And there's nothing worse than making an impulsive decision or a decision based on your feelings and emotions. And so that is one of the things there that you really have to think about, because that a positive association in that network is just straight essential for personal and professional well-being. The emotional support, the motivation, and learning opportunities are priceless. So work on just cultivating and maintaining a positive relationship for a fulfilling and successful life. And so let's go into some of the risk, because there's positives and negatives with this, right? So when we think about the risk that's associated with just this environment association, man, it can have a detrimental impact on your physical and your mental well-being and your overall quality of life. And that hurts. That hurts, knowing that there is something blocking you from reaching your destiny. The risk and consequences associated with negative environments or associations are, man, mental health, it affects, man. This is a tough one here, because I know so many people who actually struggle with some type of mental health, and the exposure to negativity or constant criticism or toxic relationships, it leads to stress, it leads to depression, it leads to anxiety, and it could take a toll on you overall, on your well-being and your just health issues. And it can erode someone's self-esteem and their self-worth. And you are so valuable. And so you have to recognize that and just recognize how significant you really are and why you were created. Another one, excuse me, is physical health implications. Prolonged exposure, oh my goodness, to negative association can lead to physical health problems, lowered immune. Now I'm turning into a doctor right now. Just call me Dr. D. Oh my goodness. Physical health problems such as increased stress hormones, lowered immune function. This is when people start getting sick, right? Higher risk of just cardiovascular diseases. I mean, we digging into this so you can just understand the seriousness, guys and gals, of association and with that and what it could do to some of the risk of that negative group. Another one, limiting personal growth. If you aren't reading and investing in yourself because your environment, wow. And I know those negative environments often discourage personal growth. You know what you need to do, but for whatever reason, you're allowing these other folks who don't have no desire, no passion to dictate your life. And so now they've been able to consume your mind and your thinking, and now you're becoming lazy. It can stifle your creativity, your ambition, and enthusiasm for learning. Let's go, y'all. Let's go. The other one is reduced productivity. Negativity can definitely hinder any ability to focus and be productive. Reduced productivity, you know, that there's so many things right there that could just affect your ability to focus. I mean, how many people actually try to study with their cell phones right by their side? Knowing doggone well you got an assignment or something that you're working on, but for whatever reason, you said, you know, I need to keep my phone by my side just in case my kid call. You over here making up excuses. And I remember at the last IMC conference, the John Maxwell IMC conference that I attended, Maxwell made a profound statement when he said, making excuses is lying to yourself. Making excuses is lying to yourself. So how often do you want to lie to yourself? You know what I'm saying? Focus, focus, focus. I have a question. Have you ever been in a place where you try to fight through the garbage going on and it consumes you to the point where you become paralyzed? You are just stuck. You are stuck. And what it ends up doing is it leads to procrastination, decreased motivation, and a lack of energy. Come on, folks, come on. What it also does, some of the risks, strained relationships. This is one that has the ability to turn your world upside down. It's unfortunate, but it happens with the people we love the most. These associations strain our relationship with family, friends, colleagues, and the behaviors actually leads to conflicts. And it can damage our social connections, which contribute to mental health issues. It actually affects our decision making. Man, just being around the negativity or bad association can cloud your judgment. It's clouded mine in the past where I've done just silly things or didn't make the right decision. And so it forces you to actually think. But if you're in that place, you're not even thinking. You just continue to make the poor decisions that aren't in your best interest. And so don't be in that place where you fall captive to somebody else's influences and they don't even care about you. Deep down, you know it's right, but at the same time, you're choosing what to do. Another thing what it does is lowers your happiness and life satisfaction. Living or working in a negative environment can significantly reduce that overall happiness and life satisfaction. You could be in a place where you accept the drama. Oh my gosh. You accept this drama and the negativity becomes a lifestyle. it becomes a lifestyle because you don't even recognize it. It's just a blind spot. This is another one, you guys. Inhibited goal achievement.
Ooh-wee.
Man, the association discourages you from pursuing your goals and dreams. Now you're giving them complete control over your life. You've given your life over to these false truths and these self-limiting beliefs. Now that have been instilled in your subconscious, and now you're living it out. And now you got to find a way to get out of it. You've become discouraged, unmotivated, and you self-sabotage your own stuff, whatever it is that you're doing. This is another huge one, is isolation. Man, in extreme cases, individuals in negative environments they just become socially isolated, or they withdraw from their friends, family, just as a way to cope with the stuff that's going on. And this actually leads to depression and other kind of mental health issues as well. And so, I mean, isolation can be good when you're actually doing some type of meditation and you're just kind of focusing on whatever it is that you're doing, you're grinding. But don't hide from the community that wants to support you. Yep. And if you're surrounded by the negative influence, what happens is you might adopt and reinforce the negative behaviors and attitudes, which, man, just end up perpetuating this vicious cycle of negativity, and you could potentially go down a rabbit hole of entertaining things that take you off course, and then you end up losing your momentum. So, hey, let's go into some things that needs to be done to mitigate these risks. You know what I'm saying? It's definitely important to recognize when you are in a negative environment or association so you can assess the situation. But you also have to establish these boundaries. Seek support from trusted individuals, or distance yourself to seek a more positive environment, because your well-being and your personal growth should be a priority. And it's essential to take a proactive measure to protect them. You know what I'm saying? So let's conclude this with some action items, y'all, to assist with identifying an environment in which you can thrive. It's going to involve careful self-reflection. Woo-wee, I love the reflection part. And consideration of various factors. And so here we go. Here are some steps that's going to help identify such an environment, you guys. So let's get down to it. Let's start by having that self-assessment. Let's start, you know what I'm saying, by understanding what your mission is and what your main objective is. And what are you about to conquer? Understand your own strengths, your weaknesses, your interests, your values, and the goals. Consider the activities, or what activities and roles in the kind of environment that makes you feel most fulfilled, where you excel. Yes, consider the activities, roles, and the kind of environment that makes you feel most fulfilled and where you excel. Next, you have to have some goals and a plan, right? You have to define the short-term and the long-term goals. Devise that plan that will get you to the promised land. Having a clear objective will help you evaluate potential environments based on the alignment with your aspirations and what it is that you're trying. Let's eliminate that word trying. It's going to align you with what you are about to conquer. What you're about to conquer. All right, let's go to the next. Let's evaluate. Let's evaluate the values and priorities. Here we go. Man, I'm get my notes right here. Shoot, we got to do this. Evaluate. Ooh-wee. Reflecting on your priorities in life. Determine Yes. Determine what matters most, whether it's work-life balance, financial stability, creativity, or other factors. This is huge because this could save you time and energy. There's only, there's only so much time in a day. That's one thing. Time is going to go by whether or not you're taking advantage of it or not. Time. Focus on the tasks that are important today that will aid you in accomplishing your mission. Take the time. Another huge one, research. Explore the different environments that align with your skills and your interests. Yes. Research. This is another time saver right here. Even though you might hate to do research, this is going to save you some time. Because now you're not just chasing after the wind. You're spending some time to actually identify what it is that you need to do. Do it. This may include, let me see, some job shadowing, if that's what it is that you want to do, informational type of interviews, or just attending some type of event where you're actually learning and identifying, basically fine tuning and getting clarification on what it is that you really want to do. Next one, networking. We talked about this earlier. Locate. Find and connect with some people or professionals who work in your areas of interest. They're the ones who are going to provide that valuable nugget, that piece of information or insight that you actually need that's going to help you break through. Wow. Yep. The insights into whether it's some type of, I don't know, some type of working condition, something that you're probably going to face, the culture. Just networking is huge because it's just going to provide you with more opportunities within a specific area that you want to pursue. What else we got here? What else do we have? Oh, man, seeking feedback. Seeking feedback is huge. If you have a mentor or a coach or just somebody that you trust, talk with them. One of the biggest things in seeking feedback is don't get your feelings hurt when somebody gives some type of constructive feedback. Be coachable. Value their time. Be prepared. Get the insight from people that are trusted, whether it's family members, friends, whoever it is. Those people who just want to help you. They can guide you and give you perspective. More importantly, and they can identify some blind spots. Assess. This is a huge one. Assess company. Assess your company. Assess the environment that you want to work in, or whatever it is that you have an endeavor for to do. That's huge, because the culture could be different, the values could be different, and so you just have to make sure they align with yours, right? So whatever it is, you just have to look for, just create your own values. You already know what you need to do, right? This is so huge though, because now you're establishing your own standard operating principles for your life, and now you have the boundaries in place. So now if you're going to align yourself or collab with somebody, just make sure their principles align with yours, your values, or their values align with yours. You're not going to allow somebody else to dictate what you do or change your belief system. So if it's your own endeavor, right? Create your own culture and establish your values to live and work by. Another thing, go out and test the waters. Go out and test the waters, explore. There are so many different possibilities out there, the environments. How I see it is there's endless possibilities that can align with your gifts, your passions. You only have one life to live. Life is not a game. So go out there, venture and try things that you never thought possible. Be bold, take chances, take healthy risks. Go out there and kill it, crush it, and evaluate the stuff. And if you're good, you're good. Do it. If you love it, do it. If it brings you joy, do it. If it helps other people, do it. Another thing, reflect. Reflection. Continuously assess your experience and adjust your expectations and goals accordingly. Sometimes things aren't going to be, they're not going to be as fluid as we would like them to be. But at the same time, you're just going to have to adapt. And so reflecting gives you that perspective and ideas. So it's okay to change your mind and make some minor adjustments as you learn more about, you know, what works for you. And I would say the final thing, trust your instincts. Trust your instincts. Don't overthink. Don't overthink things. Sometimes it's just you needing to get out of your own way. You know what I'm saying? It's just take that step, take that initial step. And I guarantee once you take that initial step, man, doors are going to open. You're going to find yourself in a way or in a situation where you're going to be like, man, why didn't I do this earlier? And so ultimately what you want to do is just trust your intuition and that gut feeling. It's like any great athlete, you know, who just lets their natural abilities just kind of take over. It's taking action while operating in your gift. It's like a habit and you just begin to flow with it. And if a certain environment feels right and aligns with your goals and values, it's likely a good fit for you to thrive in. So let's do this. It's time to go, y'all. It is time for action. And this is plenty to marinate on. And so, hey, listen to this one a couple times, you know, listen to it over and over. Do yourself a favor. I'm doing myself a favor. As I'm going through this stuff, I'm learning more about myself, because there's so many things that I could do also. But I think one of the biggest things is reflection, journaling. That's another piece, I think, of number 9, where I talked about reflection. Being able to journal and jot things down, so that way you can actually set, you actually have some benchmarks established and you know where you were. And once you write these things down, you'd be like, now you could actually see the progression. And so let's go, y'all. Let's go. This is your host, D. Wells. Why not you? Y'all have a great week. Take action. Life is not a game, you guys. Life is not a game. Let's get this party started. Let's go. Y'all have a great day.